Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you so very much for being with us as we gather together today on this, like I said, slightly snowy, slightly, well, really cold Christmas night. My wife and I had been married for just a few years, and I was ministering in just a very, 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 very small town way up in the mountains of West Virginia. When I say a very, very, very small town, when I arrived, the council president at the time said to me, Pastor, there's something you need to know. And I said, what's that? He says, doesn't matter where you are, anywhere in this county or the next county over, you can't ever say anything bad about anyone in the congregation. I said, well, I wasn't planning on saying anything bad about anyone in the congregation. He says, what you need to know is, everybody that is a member of this congregation is either related by blood or by marriage to the four founding families from the congregation's foundation 212 years ago. I said, oh. He says, so no matter where you are, you're around family, that the word will get back. I said, well, don't worry. I'm never going to say anything bad anyway. He says, we're a community of 400 people, and we all know each other. And they did. We were way up in the middle of nowhere. And it was one Christmas, and in order to get from where I was ministering to where my family lived on the other side of the state, we had to cross over Allegheny Mountain. And it was a two-lane road up over the very peak of this mountain. You had to go over the ridge. There just wasn't any way around it. There wasn't a pass, so you had to go straight up and then straight back down again. My wife and I knew that it was snowing, knew that it was cold, but we were determined that we were going to get home to visit for Christmas. So we got in our little car. I don't even remember what it was. Chances are it was a Ford Escort, because we owned like four of them for no particular reason. Just one after another. We never learned our lesson. And there we were in this little lightweight car going up the mountain. The snow's getting worse. We've noticed now that they've plowed this road out enough times that there's a snow wall on either side of the road. A great big wall of snow on one side, a berm of snow on the other, and just a straight down drop the mountain. And as we're going up this mountain, we lose traction and the car begins to spin. And we do a full 180 degrees and we bounce off the snow wall on the other side of the road. And we come back, and it bounces us right back into the lane facing down the mountain, facing in that direction. And she and I looked at each other, because as we are bouncing and spinning, a tractor trailer goes zooming by us and narrowly misses us. And we look at each other and say, you know, God's pointed us down the mountain. I think that's the direction we should go. And so we drove back down the mountain. And we went back to our house. And I want to say that was probably one of the first Christmases that it was just the two of us. And we had Christmas at our house. And I won't say that that was our choice, but it seemed like God pointed us in one direction. We needed to go in that direction. I think for many of us, Christmas means returning home, wherever home might be. Or maybe you've reached the point in your life where you're home base. And people return to you. One way or another, every year at Christmas, it does sort of feel about being home. I will admit I have a slight holiday obsession with romantic comedies, Hallmarks rather specifically. My wife and I have watched way too many, and of course now there's the Great American Country Channel, and they also have Hallmark-like movies. And I love a Hallmark movie, because you know nothing's going to surprise you. There's not going to be like some massive twist in the plot, and you're like, I didn't see that coming. And you know, as you're watching one of these movies, when it's going to be good, because it all begins the same way. Someone's wealthy and successful and driven, and they're in the city, and you see pictures of them in the city, and at some point they have to go home. And they usually have to go home for some contrived reason that they'd rather not go home, because they've been avoiding going home. But you know, when they go home, first of all, it's going to be idyllic. It's going to be beautiful. They're going to have these unbelievably awesome and tremendous outdoor festivals. And I got to tell y'all something. I went to the parade in Ashland this year. If you've been to the Christmas parade in Ashland, you know they do it upright. And there's lights, and there's fireworks, and there's parade that goes on forever. I remember looking at my wife some point in the middle of this parade saying, why don't the people on Hallmark ever get cold? Every Hallmark movie I've ever watched, they spend all night long outdoors at a Christmas festival. You never see somebody once in a Hallmark movie going, I can't feel my fingers. Never happens. So they go home to these idyllic places where the snow's 12 inches deep, but the roads are perfectly clear and no one's ever cold. And you know they're going to meet their high school sweetheart, because they're going to either have stayed in town or moved back to town. And at some point, they're going to clear up whatever that misunderstanding was that drove them apart. They're going to fall in love, and that person from the big city is going to move home. And they're going to be back with their family, back in that small town where they came from, happy again. Because Christmas is about going home. Hallmarks tell us it's all about going home. Our own personal lives talk about it being all about going back home. The simple reality of the fact is, this time of year does make us think about all of those home traditions. But here's the amazing thing. And this is the part that I think is most important about the Christmas season, is that when we see things through the lens of the gospel of Jesus Christ, when we see things through the lens of the story of the Nativity, Jesus Christ being born, it's like the anti-Hallmark movie. You know, they had to go from their small town back to the city. And in the process of going back to the city, they went back already engaged. They didn't meet any hometown sweethearts. And when they got there, not only was the festivals not festive and the streets were not celebratory, they were there for taxes. I challenge you to find me a good Hallmark movie where the whole plot revolves around people showing up to pay their taxes. Nobody ever went, oh, isn't that romantic? They got audited. No. And worse yet, they don't stay at a beautiful bed and breakfast that miraculously has one open bedroom. Because everybody knows in every Hallmark movie there's one absolutely beautiful inn that just happens to have an open room at Christmas time. But for these two folks, there was the room where they keep the animals. And then Christ was born into that. Into the reverse Hallmark movie. And it's just as well that it is a reverse Hallmark movie, because it is a reversal of going home. See, I think each and every one of us at some point in the lives that we lead, the world that we're in, we say to ourselves, well, I wish the world wasn't the way the world is. I wish things aren't the way things are. At some point, especially when we're teenagers, we realize that there's a lot of unfairness in this world. We lose people that we love. We lose health, wealth, well-being. And there's a small part in each and every one of us that says it ought not be that way. The reason there's that small part in you that says it ought to not be that way is that it ought to not be that way. When God created us, He created us for the Garden of Eden. He created us for paradise. He created us for life everlasting. He created us to be in permanent harmony with Himself. And that was broken. And we found ourselves far, far away from the home that we were made for. Far, far away from the comfort of heaven. Far, far away from the comfort of being in relationship with God the Father. We found ourselves strangers in a strange land. And we still are. So when Jesus is born, it's not a movie about coming home. It's a story about home coming to us. It's a story about our home in heaven choosing to make its way to us when we couldn't make our way to it. It's a story about our home, which is in heaven, being extended to us where we are, when we are, how we are, who we are, extended to each and every one of us. See, Christ was born in order that heaven itself might come into this world, and so that we might not have to go somewhere to get it. It came to get us. In Jesus' day, if you wanted to visit God, you had to go to the temple, because everybody knew that's where God lived. He lived in a little tiny room in the middle of the temple called the Holy of Holies. But all of that changed after the birth of Christ, and it changed massively after the coming of the Holy Spirit. We are promised at Christmas time that our home in heaven has come for us. It's come to bring us hope, come to bring us joy, has come to bring us wholeness, has come to bring us strength and courage and faith. See, Christmas is very much about presents, not just the three that the wise men brought, not just about the presents under our trees. It's about the presence of God in this world, the presence of God in our lives, the presence of the Christ child who brings us the very gates of heaven, in order that each and every one of us might know that we are loved, forgiven, renewed, and brought fully, wholly, and completely into the kingdom of God. Heaven itself came to our doorstep and has remained here for each and every one of us. Christ the Lord, the small child born, in order that home might come for us. So here on this Christmas Sunday, as we are all, of course, interested in the things of this world that are marvelous, and they're marvelous things like coming to visit family and being home for holidays and maybe watching 12 more Hallmark movies, because everybody knows if you DVR them, you'll be watching them until June. May we also remember that home came for us. Home from the home that we've always known in the depths of our heart we belonged in. Our home in heaven, our home with Father. Father God has come to us in the form of a Christ child. Amen.